Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The definition of an essential business seems, at least to some, to be in the eye of the beholder, including not just hospitals and supermarkets, but also houses of worship and even beer distributors, leaving many to question why hair salons have not yet been so recognized. This week, California hair salons and barbershops reopened with new rules, which provide good guidance on what we might expect when salons open here. The rules include the way space should be rearranged so stations are at least 6 feet apart, staff will have to wear masks, as will customers, and a single hairdresser won't be allowed to see multiple customers at once, so that while one customer's hair color is processing, another can't be getting a haircut. There are also rules on how tools must be sanitized and how frequently the shop must be disinfected, so it definitely won't be business as usual, but many of us can't wait for the day it's business at all. From the Judge Group, I'm Amy E. Feldman for KYW News Radio.